Where is the post that came from Montague? How far off is that, Brother Montague?
By this at Daintree, with a pleasing troop.
And by that, I get how nigh Clarence now.
At Southam did I leave him with his forces, and do expect him here some 2 hours hence.
And Clarence is at hand. I hear his drum.
He did not hear, my lord. He hears Southam lies. The drum your honour hears marching from Warwick.
Who should that be? They're like unlooked for friends.
They are at hand. You should quickly know.
Edward come.
Well, let our scouts, or how are they seduced that we could hear no news of his repair?
Now, Warwick, wilt thou open the city gates? Speak gentle words and humbly bend thy knee. Call Edward King and at his hands beg mercy, and he shall pardon thee these outrages.
Nay, rather wilt thou draw thy forces hence? Confess who set thee up and plucked thee down? Call Warwick patron? And be penitent, and thou shalt still remain the Duke of York.
I thought at least he would have said the king. Or did he make the jest against his will?
Is not a dukedom, sir, a goodly gift?
I buy my faith for a poor earl to give. I'll do thee service to so good a gift.
'Twas I that gave the kingdom to thy brother.
Why then 'tis mine, if but by Warwick's gift.
Thou art no Atlas for so great a weight. And, weakling, Warwick takes his gift again. And Henry is my king, Warwick his subject.
But Warwick's king is Edward's prisoner.
And, gallant Warwick, do but answer this. What is the body when the head is off?
Alas, that Warwick had no more forecast. But whilst he thought to steal the single 10, the king was slyly fingered from the deck. You left King Henry at the bishop's palace, and 10 to 1 you'll meet him in the tower.
Tis even so. Yet you are Warwick still.
Come, Warwick, take the time. Kneel down. Kneel down. Nay, wench, strike now, or else the iron cools.
I had rather chop this hand off at a blow, and with the other fling it at thy face, than bear so low a sail to strike to thee.
Sail how thou canst. Have wind and tide, thy friend. This hand, fast wound about thy coal-black hair, shall, whilst thy head is warm and new cut off, write in the dust this sentence with thy blood. Wind-changing Warwick now can change no more.
Oh, cheerful colours, see where Oxford comes.
Oxford! Oxford for Lancaster!
Gates are open, let us enter too.
So other foes may set up on our backs. Stand we in good array, for they no doubt will issue out again in a bit of battle. Not, the city being but a small defence, we'll quickly rouse the traitors in the day.
Oh, welcome, Oxford, for we want thy help. Come, Clarence, come. Thou wilt, if Warwick call.
Father of Warwick, know you what this means?
Look here, I throw my infamy at thee. I will not ruinate my father's house, who gave his blood to line the stones together and set up Lancaster. Why, trowest thou, Warwick, that Clarence is so harsh, so blunt, unnatural, to bend the fatal instruments of war against his brother and his lawful king?
Perhaps thou wilt object my holy oath.
To keep that oath on more impiety than Jephthah's when he sacrificed his daughter! I am so sorry for my trespass made,
that to deserve well at my brother's hands, I here proclaim myself thy mortal foe, with resolution, wheresoe'er I meet thee, as I will meet thee if thou stir abroad, to plague thee for thy foul misleading me. And so, proud-hearted Warwick, I defy thee, and to my brother turn my blushing cheeks.
Pardon me, Edward.
I will make amends.
And Richard, do not frown upon my faults, for I will henceforth be no more unconstant.
Ah, welcome more, and 10 times more beloved than if thou never hadst deserved our hate.
Welcome, good Clarence. This is brotherlike.
Oh, passing traitor, perjured and unjust. What, Warwick? Wilt thou leave the town and fight? Or shall we beat the stones about thine ears?
Alas, I am not cooped here for defense.
I will away towards Barnet presently and bid thee battle, Edward, if thou darest.
Yes, Warwick. Edward dares. And leads the way. Lords to the field. Centaur!